During his State of the State address this week, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy said under his leadership, New Jersey has become a stronger and fairer state that's better prepared for the future. Right after the speech, Republican leaders insisted just the opposite. WHYY's David Matthau reports political experts are not surprised by this new round of bickering.
Rowan University political science expert Ben Dworkin says as Governor Murphy begins his final year in office, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are doing a dance, jockeying for position.
They're looking past this governor. They want to present their argument. They want to frame it for their candidates who are going to be running for the governor's seat.
Tina Zappelli, a poli-sci expert at Stockton University, says Democrats and Republicans have been arguing about the size of Jersey state budgets for decades, and it's not unusual for the minority political party, currently the Republicans, to protest their exclusion from important policy decisions being made in Trenton.
That does appeal to the public when we're in an election year, regardless of how much that is true or not true on all issues or particular issues.
She adds leaders in both parties are trying to appeal to voters on important issues like taxes and student mental health. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.